You're tuned in to Lou and House Smarts Radio. Our spring cleaning show is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
And whistle while you're working.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. You know, spring cleaning that we're talking about today is more than just, you know, cleaning up around the house, and there's plenty to do. But there's probably some projects that you need to do that springtime is a perfect time. You know, when you build a house from scratch, you know, it starts with the foundation and then you build the walls, and we hurry like crazy to get the roof on so that we're protected so that we can do the rest of the work on the home, right? And getting that roof tight and making sure there's no leaks or problems is paramount when you're building a new house. The same is true when you have an existing home. You want to make sure that that home is tight and nothing is infiltrating. That's why you need to contact my friends over at Lindholm Roofing. Joining me on the phone line right now is Ryan Lindholm, one of the co-owners at Lindholm Roofing, and Mike Houston, who is the sales manager and also a frequent sit-in guest when I take a Saturday off. Gentlemen, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou.
Morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to do this. You know, I kind of set this thing up where, you know, as a former home builder, you know, I think about the importance of the roof. And I'm a little strange in the sense that when I, it's funny, you know, I'll walk our dogs, you know, in the mornings, early in the mornings. And actually, I walk one of the dogs because my wife refuses to walk Flo because she's such a pain in the rear end to walk. But as I'm meandering with my dog, I will look around the neighborhood, and I swear to God, I look at all the houses, and I just look at them, and I look at different styles, and I do look up at the roof. And I know that I'm strange in that respect, Ryan, but a lot of people just don't, like, go across the street and look at their roof every once in a while, and they could probably discover that maybe there's a problem there if they did.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I guess a strange one looking at the roof. Yeah, in the spring is a good time to look at your roof. You know, just you could look for, anything unusual, really. You know, like a curled shingle or missing shingles. In particular, the gutters are a good thing to look at.
Right.
You know, if you haven't cleaned your gutters out, you might see debris sticking up, and that's a reminder to get your gutters cleaned. You should clean your gutters usually two times a year if you don't have gutter guards. And so if you forgot by chance to clean it in the fall, it might have had some extra weight in it during the winter, and that could have made the gutter sag or messed with the pitch of the gutter, which could then lead to problems with the heavy spring rains. And if you're not out there while it's raining, you might not notice that your gutter is overflowing in a spot where it shouldn't be. So yeah, I'm always looking at roofs and gutters and seeing missing downspouts and things like that.
Mike, talk to me a little bit about, Ryan talked about, you know, gutter cleaning, that kind of stuff, but talk about some of the services, the breadth of services that Lindholm offers. I mean, obviously it's Lindholm Roofing, and so, you know, you can kind of tell from that name what you do, but you do offer more services than just roofing.
We do, Lou. We do offer the free inspections. We do offer the obviously full roof replacements, the gutter and downspout replacements, and tuck pointing and windows and siding and inside the attic insulation, inside the roof insulation, and anything in between. We'll do repairs from, you know, a couple hundred dollars to whatever it takes to get things back in order.
Right. And sometimes that little $200, $300 repair can
last forever
and also help you avoid larger problems down the line, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned, you know, once new construction is built, they build the walls, they build the, you know, the frame, and then they do the roof. Why do they do the roof before they do the drywall, the electric, the plumbing, the floors? Because the roof protects everything inside. It protects, you know, everything that you own, your family. It's important to feel confident that it's performing correctly.
Ryan, we hear a lot of different advertising about these companies that have been around a long time, family owned, and you know, you never quite are sure, you know, who you're dealing with. But your last name is Lindholm. You're not the only Lindholm in Lindholm Roofing, and talk to me a little bit about the history of the company. You know, how did it start, and who's involved now?
Yeah. My last name is Lindholm, and started with my grandpa, Tom, and his four sons. And three of them were in it for a long time, and then two of them, and now just my dad, Tim, is still involved heavily. And then it's me and my two sisters, Mallory and Rebecca. So yeah, the four of us are the current Lindholms. But, you know, Michael is might as well be a Lindholm Jr. And there's a lot of other great Lindholm Juniors, honestly, that have been here 10, 15, 20, 30 years that I've grown up knowing.
This will be our 76th year in business, Lou.
Wow. I mean, that to me, it's so impressive. And I think I've mentioned this on the air before, but, you know, you guys came out and replaced the roof on our home. We had an old cedar shake roof. I do want to talk about that from an insurance standpoint too. And there were all these terrific, craftsmen there, roofers that it for a guy like me, right? And you look at a team of installers and the guys doing the flashing, so much experience and everybody, it was almost like a symphony, right? Everybody knew what everybody was doing and anticipating, I got to get this in place here because this guy's coming over here. And I know that maybe the average person doesn't see that, but I do. And I also, I think that it says a lot about a company when you have long-term team members, people that you've worked with for many, many, many years, that everybody cares. Everybody wants to do a good job. And the fact that there is somebody, you know, the name of the company, and there's somebody with that same last name still running the show means a lot, and people can trust a company like yours.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. And it means a lot, the name of the company, and we take pride in it and appreciate all the recommendations we get. Our old customers are our biggest source of advertising, our recommendations and callbacks from our old customers. So we recognize that and try to do our best for everybody. And yeah,
it's good that you recognize the symphony of a roof job, Lou.
Right. No, Mike, I think it's so important. And I do want to touch on this too. Is, you know, we're talking about residential, but Mike, you guys also do commercial roofs. You've been a flat roof installer and repairer for probably all of those 76 years. But people with commercial properties can contact you guys as well, right?
Yep. Bowling alleys, car dealerships, industrial warehouses and buildings, restaurants, gas stations. You know, we get up there and we do the PVC, the modified bit, you know, whatever sometimes plans call for, the TPO. We're big into Duralast Roofing, which is a PVC product primarily, but now they've got a TPO out there. We do get involved in a lot of different aspects of roofing.
Right. I love it.
Including slate and tile and cedar and synthetic cedar shakes and slates and different types of metal roofing.
Right, right. It really is unbelievable the change in the types of materials that are out there over the past 76 years. But something too that's changed is a lot of people. When it, there's maybe a hailstorm, there's insurance, and you've got these people chasing after, knocking on the doors, going, "Hey, we can, replace your roof," and you're not quite sure who it is. You folks have a lot of experience working with insurance companies when it comes to this kind of damage. But also, Ryan, you sent to me a note about the fact that insurance companies are kind of changing how they're providing insurance, and your roof can kind of be a differential maker whether you'll get covered or not. Can you talk about that a little bit?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we're not in the insurance business, but but we get a lot of people telling us that they're having trouble getting homeowners insurance because of their roof. Most notably is if they have a cedar roof, that we've been finding that there's only a few companies left that will insure a home with a cedar roof. And we've been finding even other types of roofs, a metal roof, or even an old style three-tab shingle roof. Insurance companies are shying away from insuring those type of roofs. And so it's something that we're more and more familiar with every year. And we deal with insurance companies and speak to them on the owner's behalf. And always, just like everything else, we just give an honest assessment how long of life the roof has left in it, if it's repairable, if we can do repairs. We just say what we can do. But it is amazing the type of materials now that are being required to just get homeowners insurance.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to hear about. And you know, the thing that I've mentioned and you and I have talked about is the fact that, you know, replacing a roof is something you should think about and plan for, because it's not an inexpensive proposition. And, you know, if all of a sudden you've got, you know, some kind of pressure from an insurance company, they say, well, you know, if you want coverage, you got to replace it. And then, you know, you go get estimates and you're like, wow, this is, you know, several thousand dollars to get done. I wasn't planning on that. And so, you know, the average life of a roof in the U.S. is 13 years. When I tell people that, they always say I'm crazy. But obviously, there's a lot of factors in that. Storm damage and that kind of stuff would go into the average. But, you know, if you're at that level at 15 years or so, you know, Mike, you mentioned that you guys come out, we'll do a free inspection if people are concerned, right? If people are interested in contacting you guys, whether it's a roof replacement, a roof repair, a residential job, a commercial job, whatever it might be, how do they get a hold of Lindholm Roofing?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
Oh boy, he's good at that, Ryan. He's very good. He's like a billboard.
I had a lot of practice. On your show.
he's like a billboard. I love it. Ryan Lindholm, co-owner of Lindholm Roofing, and Mike Houston, who's their sales manager. Really good people to do business with. I know this family, and they're just good people, and they do excellent work. Gentlemen, I appreciate you taking the time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Lou. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Lou.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-5574. Lou, 857-5574-568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.